Hello, I'm Joseph Pearce, and please permit me to let you know what is new and waiting for you in the Inner Sanctum. First of all, perhaps I'd explain what the Inner Sanctum is. It is the part of my personal website, jpearce.co, which is for subscribers. So if you are willing to subscribe, you'll be supporting me and my family and my work. So a good act of love in itself. But also for the subscription, you will be getting, I would suggest, your money's worth, because apart from what's newly published, which I will mention in a moment, there are now, well, first of all, there's a 45-part whole college-level course on Tolkien and Lewis. So 45 separate lectures for your delectation to listen to at your leisure. No papers, no assignments, no grades, just pure enjoyment. So that's there for your 45-part college level course on Tolkien and Lewis. But I also every week publish 3 new podcasts and write 1 essay. So I've been doing this now, I think, since 2019, perhaps, maybe possibly even 2018. So for a while, for 4 or 5 years, which means that 3 every year, I would do the math yourself, 150 a year. I know over 500 podcasts now for you to basically explore. So every week, so these fall into 3 categories. There is the Poem of the Week podcast, in which I read and comment upon poems that are favourites of mine. You know, if they're longer poems, possibly only 1. If they're shorter poems, maybe 3 or 4 in 1 podcast. Every podcast is 15 minutes long or thereabouts. That's the magic time that I aim for. So you know how much time to invest. So there's 45 minutes, in other words, every week of new content, new audio content. So a 15-minute Poem of the Week podcast. So recently we had some penitential poems, poems on the theme of penitence for Lent and Holy Week. And then we had some poems on the resurrection for, or resurrection-themed poetry, I should say, for Easter. But currently we're going through a book of poems of 19th century British poets. So that's obviously the 19th century is a golden age in English literature. Victorian age in literature, Chesterton wrote a book on, of course. So we're going through some of those great poets from that period. One poet each week as we work our way through the book. So that's the Poem of the Week. And then we have the Revisiting Old Favourites podcast, where I do exactly that. And I've certainly read chapters from my own books, for the 1 chapter from each of my books. There's about 30 of books now. And I'm currently working through all of those books by other people, either edited by other people or written by other people, to which I've contributed an essay, a paper, or written the foreword or introduction. So we're going through all of those alphabetically by author or editor. We're currently at K. The most recent one I just published is an essay I wrote for a book called The Ring and the Cross, a book on essays or papers about the Christianity of the Lord of the Rings. And I wrote a book called The Individual. So I wrote an essay for it called The Individual and Community in Tolkien's Middle Earth, or something to that effect. So I read that this week. And then finally, we have the Home is Where the Hearth is podcast, where I speak on anything I feel like each week, and it can literally be anything. Recently, I've been going through Chesterton's book, Orthodoxy, talking about that, but I also gave a talk to celebrate Easter on the themes of resurrection in literature. So on top of that, I'll write a weekly essay, The Lady Dow Diary, where I just give my thoughts on this, that and the other, but especially on what I'm up to and what I'm writing, what I'm teaching, where I'm traveling to, etc. So please do consider supporting me and my work and my family by becoming a member of the Inner Sanctum, and I would be most grateful were you to make that choice. Thanks so much for listening to me. Until we meet again, either in the flesh or on my website or anywhere else, goodbye and God bless.